Why Rooster Alley? Why the name Rooster Alley?
Well, we wanted something with rooster in it and also alley.
Well, you solved that problem, didn't you?
Yeah, so we said, well, let's just call it Rooster Alley.
Why rooster? Why?
It's bluesy.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, a little red rooster.
Okay. All right. We'll keep it at that. All right.
Okay.
Well, let's get into the album, and then I want to talk about a couple of other things. Well, you open the album with an instrumental. Two things I've ever heard. Don't open an album with a ballad or an instrumental, but you defied the odds. You went with an instrumental, and it's wonderful. It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
That was, well, like I said, that was written by Boz. He writes most of the material. And we've got another instrumental that's going to go on the next CD.
We've never been known to follow the rules too much anyhow.
Nah.
Well, I get that sense. I mean, especially from you, Boz. You're like, I'm not going to be tamed. I mean, Dennis Boz, man, am I right on that, Danny? He's like, I am not going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the wild one of the bunch, probably.
Why is that? Maybe a better question is, what does that bring to the band?
I think it brings...
Personality,
versatile, a lot of stuff off the cuff. I literally wrote songs on stage before. And I says, you know, hey boys, let's try this, and it ended up turning into a song.
How scary is that, Danny?
Not at all.
No,
I enjoy it. I like being original. That's my whole thing, and that's what this band's about, is being original, not a copy band.
But having a guy with personality, I'm going to go at you, Danny, having a guy with, quote, personality, you need that in a front man, do you not?
Yes, very much so. And this is guy's it.
Why are you drawn to that?
I think it's been my nature ever since I was a young boy. I was a class clown and entertained my teachers. And so for me, it was just natural. And I love to get up close and personal with the audience, because I think that makes a big difference. People feel like they know you, feel like they can talk to you, and to get up there and I might pick on one person out in the audience for a little while, or, you know, do a song for women that has a bad man or something like that. Just tell, it's life, basically, you know.
I'm going to go back to writing a song on stage. How does that develop? How do you do that?
I don't know, but we've always been pretty good at it.
It's just, especially Boz and I, we know each other. Our musical telepathy, I think, is pretty much on the same level.
Everybody in the band reads me, which is really awesome for me. I can be at home, come up with some lyrics and the music, and then... I'll just all of a sudden say, let's try this, follow me, and it happens.
That's so cool. I've never heard of that.
Really?
I've heard of, like, you know, maybe at Second City or something, you throw a word out or a sentence out and they've got a riff off of it, but I've never heard of a band that does that on stage. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of improv. We never play a song the same way twice.
Well, let's talk about Demon Kane. Who's Demon Kane?
Boz.
Should have known by the demon, the first word.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, it's past history of my life. Drug problems. It's actually about a song about cocaine is what it's about.
Hmm.
It's to me, those are demons that you gets a hold of you sometimes and you get rid of them. And I just came up with that song. And it's kind of a... I don't know if you go to any music festivals like Phases of the Moon or Summer Camp. There's a lot of jam bands, and I was wanting to come up with a song that was a jam song, and that one just ended up being perfect for it.
Write a song like that, how therapeutic is that?
Oh, it's gets rid of the demon for me. That's music's everything to me. I don't think I could actually live without it. It's for me, it's like refueling my soul. To go a couple weekends and not play, I'll actually start getting antsy, and I just got to have it. I can't live without it.
What's the word you would use, Danny?
Oh, that song is therapeutic.
Yeah.
I love playing that song.
A lot of people can relate to that song, too. Anybody that's had that kind of a past would be able to relate to it.
Dennis Bosman Bosley and Danny Myers from the band Rooster Alley are in studio with us, and we're talking about the new album Cock-a-Doodle-Doo. Cellophone, we're giving that a lot of airplay on GLT Blues. And
oh, cool.
Dennis, you wrote that one.
Right. It's basically about a man that's pretty lost in his life, has a certain woman friend that he was close to, and they parted ways many years ago, and he ended up in the city, knew that this woman lived there, and he just needed somebody to talk to. Another again, a song that some other man might be able to relate to out there. A lot of my songs I try to write for the audience or the listeners that they can relate to. He says, oh man, this guy's been in the same spot I've been in before, or in they're in that spot now.
It's been 7 long years since I've seen you. I just need a friend now, baby. Can you come through? I'm on my cellphone now, baby. Just trying to get a hold of you. Hey!
Well, let me go to you, Danny, first on this question. When did the blues first hit you, and how did it hit you?
To be honest, I didn't know it was blues. When I was first started playing, the areas that we played at when we were young, they did a lot of Jimmy Reed songs and Freddie King, and we just thought it was rock and roll, like Little Richard or Chuck Berry. And then I found an album by a guy named Paul Butterfield, and I thought, who are all these guys who wrote this song? And that was about 1965, I think. So I started picking up all this material. Wow, I love this music. And I met Luther Allison in 1968. Jammed with him. Just kept going with the blues stuff ever since. And
it's got to be a nice memory to look back on that you jammed with Luther.
Well, yeah, I played with him. I was his son's first bass player, Bernard. And I got to play with Jimmy Rogers, Wild Child Butler, Jimmy Dawkins, and Hip Link Chain, and I met my buddy here, my man Boz.
Uh-huh.
And we were with Dave Chaston. We did an album with him, and Boz sings half of the songs on that album, but it only came out on cassette.
Oh, cassette, what's that?
Yeah.
Giving away our age.
Yeah.
Boss, how about you? The blues hit you how?
When I was in seventh grade, I heard Jimi Hendrix, and I thought, wow. But then after that, I heard B.B. King, and I think I was like 18, and I said, man, that's soulful. I said, that's the stuff I want to do right there. And then for B.B. King, it was like Allman Brothers and Paul Butterfield Blues Band, Lonnie Mack, so forth and so on. I mean,
you referenced your age, you know, you're giving away your age, and it's something I wanted to address as well, and the graying of blues has been talked about for quite a while. Do you guys have any opinion on either what can be done to bring a younger audience to blues or bring younger players? I mean, we've had some. I mean, the 90s, Johnny Lang, Kenny Wayne Shepherd,
right.
I mean, our own Matthew Curry around here, John Mayer, Derek Trucks, people like that.
All great players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this a hopeless cause to try to do this, or is there something that can be done?
No, it's a trend. every so often the blues kind of fades away, but then all of a sudden somebody will bring it back and it goes right back up again. It's just a matter of that, and with all the older blues guys passing away, that makes it more difficult.
Well, what are you most proud of this brand new album?
Everything.
I like it all, but I'm most proud of Heaven Sent and Demon Cane. Those two are my favorite, and I do like the leg and thigh instrumental in the beginning too.
Well, we talked about Demon Cane. What is it about Heaven Sent that you're so proud of?
Well, I think it's a great love ballad. People seem to really like it a lot. I had some people tell me that really defined us as a great blues band by that love blues ballad. And I'm pretty proud of the lyrics too. I thought they were pretty good.
That's a great song.
Yeah. Well, Dennis Bosman Bosley, Danny Myers of Rooster Alley, nice to talk to you and catch up a little bit. The new album is Cock-a-Doodle-Doo. The band is Rooster Alley. Thanks for stopping in, guys.
Thanks,
Thank
John.
You so much, and thanks to all the listeners and supporters out there, too.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.